No two end-of-life journeys are the same, but at Nipissing Serenity Hospice, in North Bay, every resident can expect the same level of quality, compassionate, and holistic end-of-life palliative care. Speaking at this year's Hike for Hospice fundraising launch, Barbara Spencer shared her family's personal experience when her sister Trish entered her final days. "When my sister was diagnosed, she wanted to come home. This is where she wanted to be, Nipissing Serenity Hospice. She was in a hospital in Credit Valley. So, because time can be of the essence, the staff were incredible in making that happen. She spent her final week here," explained Spencer. "For our family, it was just beyond our expectations of how caring and compassionate they were. I can't imagine wanting to be anywhere else." Spencer noticed a change in her sister's demeanor after moving to the hospice. "She was so much calmer, and she woke up every morning saying, 'I'm so glad that I'm here.' She was just so grateful to be here. It was so peaceful, so calm. It was just beautiful." Nipissing Serenity Hospice is a 10-bed bilingual residential hospice, providing end-of-life care for people of all ages, serving residents of Nipissing and East Parry Sound districts. Hike for Hospice is their signature fundraising event. Executive Director Gil Ferrand explains why fundraising efforts are ongoing. "We are partially funded by the provincial government, but it is very specific funding for a very specific part of our operations in terms of our clinical staffing," stated Ferrand. "So, we have about $800,000 that we have to make up annually for all of our other operations, and events like this really help with that and help build the capacity to be able to sustain our operations. This community, this region is so giving. It is always a successful event, but it is important that it remains that way." The goal for this year's Hike for Hospice is $75,000. The in-person walk is here on October 11th at noon. There will be a barbecue, there will be some entertainment. And then that whole Thanksgiving weekend is a great opportunity to get together with family and do a virtual component of that if people want to do that in their neighborhood. They register, fundraise, and celebrate. To find out more about the hike, go here. Information is also available on its Facebook site. 100% of the funds remain local. The hike is also an opportunity to raise awareness about the end-of-life services available at the hospice, which are all free of charge, Ferrand added. "It is a chance to celebrate our accomplishments and reach our goal of $75,000.